Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, let's talk about how we can reduce our cancer risk. Now, a lot of good research focusing on that dietary sugar, right, those simple carbs, and how those sugars are connected to cancer cell growth. I talked about this in an earlier segment. We know a bunch of stuff now that's going on based on some really good research coming out. You can read a lot about this in the Life Extension article on the lethal sugar cancer connection. It's in the October magazine. And basically what happens is, you know, cancer cells are metabolically active, right? They're dividing like crazy. That's why they're cancer cells. And in order to do that, they need a lot of sugar as a major fuel source. That sugar gets in. They don't handle the sugar like a normal cell. They just, I'm not going to get into the physiology of it all, but when sugar gets inside a normal cell, it actually goes through a whole bunch of chemical reactions, gets into the mitochondria, which is the cell powerhouse, goes through a bunch more reactions, and out pops a whole bunch of ATP just from one sugar molecule and oxygen. Well, cancer cells, because they're so rapidly dividing, we've learned they don't really utilize those kind of pathways that I just mentioned. When sugar gets into a cancer cell, it basically goes through a couple of reactions, produces a little bit of ATP, not really involving the mitochondria that much. That's called glycolysis, for those of you who remember that from biology days. So cancer cells are utilizing sugar really quickly. They're getting a little bit of energy out of it. They divide and they move on and they want more sugar. So when you supply them sugar, they love it. So we need to be taking back that sugar. We need to be starving these cancer cells. Additionally, there's other things going on. It's not just, you know, pure energy. Sugar itself dries up insulin. That's a growth factor. Sugar also is connected to another one that is like insulin. As a matter of fact, it's called insulin-like growth factor. So a high sugar diet drives up insulin and insulin-like growth factor. This also stimulates some more growth. So bottom line, we got to take sugar out of our diet. If you have any cancer, right? Before I was talking about breast cancer specifically, but if you have any cancer, you have to remove the sugar, all right? And if you're at high risk for cancers, you need to remove the sugar. Look, in my own life, and I was a radiologist before I went into internal medicine, before I came over to natural medicine. And, you know, we protected ourselves as residents, but we did a lot of procedures. There's no doubt we were exposed to a lot of radiation over that time period. We even had to wear little badges that would measure the amount of radiation that was hitting us. I'm at risk. I mean, that exposure put me at risk for some cancer, specifically internal cancers, thyroid cancer. And so I think it's important for me, just being in that high risk category. I don't actually have it, but because I'm at that high risk, because of my past, I need to watch my sugar. I don't want to feed any cells that might be cancerous that do develop on occasion. So how are we going to do this? This is real simple. I'm going to run through what I think are the best supplements that you can take that help your body to get rid of excess sugar and manage sugar better. Listen, eat less sugar, right? I mean, that's what we have to focus on, low glycemic diets. That's what we want to eat. Now, with that said, though, I still think we need some help, and that's where these supplements can come in. So I'm going to try to get through this whole list. This is also in that magazine article by Life Extension, Deadly Carbohydrates and Cancer. So let's just look at this. The first nutrient I want to mention is called arabinose. Arabinose is another form of sugar, but it's not a dietary form. When you take arabinose with a meal, it inhibits an enzyme called sucrase, which is the enzyme that breaks down table sugar. So if you inhibit that enzyme, less of that table sugar will actually absorb into your bloodstream. So it slows intestinal absorption, it lowers blood sugar, and actually improves insulin levels, makes insulin more sensitive. So sugar comes down, insulin comes down, which is that growth factor, right? And that's going to protect you. That's arabinose. Chromium is next. Now, I'm sure most of you have heard this. As a matter of fact, the studies showing the benefit of chromium to sugar are very positive. As a matter of fact, the FDA allows me to tell you that chromium, even as a supplement, can lower blood sugar. I mean, that's one of those nutrients that the FDA accepts. Chromium, we don't know exactly how it's working, but it's probably potentiating the action of insulin. So it's going to help insulin work better. It's going to bring down the sugar in your bloodstream. It's going to ultimately bring down that insulin level, bring down that insulin like growth factor level, and that's going to protect your cells. So chromium's important too. I'm just listing these. I want you to write these down. So that's arabinose and chromium so far. The next one, green coffee extract. Yeah, coffee has an antioxidant in it called chlorogenic acid. Chlorogenic acid has all sorts of mechanisms in the body. It improves insulin, so that's important. So it's going to bring down insulin levels. It blocks some of the digestive enzymes that break down the starchier carbs, so there's going to be less sugars coming into your bloodstream, so that's going to bring down blood sugar. So coffee extract could be very important. People always ask me, can I just drink some coffee? Yeah, I mean, I enjoy coffee. If you're sensitive to caffeine, be careful. You really got to stick with the extract. But drinking coffee, you're probably not getting too much of the chlorogenic acid. So an extract is probably better. So that's three so far. Number four, Ervingia gabonensis. This is the African mango extract. Again, this is blocking some of those carb-digesting enzymes, so it's going to reduce absorption of sugar, which ultimately reduces blood sugar levels, brings down insulin-like growth factor. Another very important one. Mulberry leaf extract. This is a newer one that I've been talking about. Mulberry leaf has a wonderful effect on helping insulin work better. It improves insulin sensitivity. Now, remember, why is that important? Anytime a nutrient improves insulin sensitivity, you should listen to this because this is important. When insulin works better, that means you're going to be transporting more sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. That's what you want. That's where the sugar belongs. And anytime insulin is working better, your body's just managing sugar better. Okay, so you're bringing down insulin with this. You're bringing down insulin-like growth factor. Remember, those are stimulants for cancer cell growth. So remember, cancer cells grow because, yes, they use the sugar, but also insulin and insulin-like growth factor are stimulants, right, to the cell growth. So if I bring down blood sugar, that's good, but I also want to bring down insulin. I also want to bring down insulin-like growth factor. That's mulberry leaf. White kidney bean, I've talked about this one before. That is another carbohydrate digesting blocker. It's gonna decrease the absorption of simple sugars into your bloodstream. That's good. Insulin's going to come down. Insulin-like growth factor is going to come down. This is another new one, Floridzin. This is from apple root extract. This is an interesting nutrient. What this one does is it blocks the reabsorption of sugar from the kidneys. Okay, so it's going to keep sugar out at the kidney level, which is something good if you have too much sugar in your system. Again, the ultimate effect is less sugar, you know, less energy for the cancer cells, insulin drops, insulin-like growth factor drops. Any form of seaweed is also really good at blocking some of these digestive enzymes. Sorghum bran, that's an old ancient bran that we need to bring back and use it more. Sorghum works differently. It activates something called PPAR. PPAR is a metabolic receptor that when it's activated, you simply manage sugar better in your body. And when people manage sugar better, insulin comes down, insulin-like growth factor comes down. And then this last one I want to mention here is called transglucosidase. This is an enzyme that if you take it when you, say, eat a donut, it's going to break down those simple sugars into a form of a carb that you don't digest very well, but the bacteria in your gut can digest it. So it's going to block sugar absorption. So there's a nice list for you. Check it out at Life Extension. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.